This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello, everyone. It is me, Kennedy. Saving the world is a very tiring job, so I've decided to take today for myself, and I'm going to play you one of my favorite past episodes. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this rehashed moment of Kennedy Saves the World. Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World, where hedonism always reigns supreme, or at least it did in the 90s. I know I talk a lot about what happened at MTV in the 90s, but it was such a fun time because there was debauchery, there was madness, there was in fact hedonism wherever MTV went to spring break. And now I don't know that MTV has VJs or a spring break presence, or that anyone would care anymore with the advent of TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram and the Reels and the like, because people basically make their own magic. They put it out there. They try to become influencers. They try to monetize it, and they are richer for it than anyone who was ever on MTV. But when I was there, spring break was still so much fun. It was in Daytona Beach. It was in Panama City Beach. We went to Lake Havasu in Arizona. One year we went to San Diego and I was in a neck brace. That really happened. And of course, there has been the traipsing South Padre Island, still a very popular tourist destination. But there was always drinking. There were always drugs. There were always boobies and vomit and the ubiquitous things during spring break. And it's very funny because now and I look at spring break through two completely different lenses, like the lens of memory, remembering what happened during the MTV spring breaks, because it was crazy. I mean, there was cavorting that I cannot speak about to this day because I would probably get sued by multiple parties and different bands, by various MTV VJs and personalities, because they were doing things that you simply cannot discuss. I have a metaphorical NDA because I don't want to be sued, but let me just say this. Things happened. I remember one thing happened that was recounted by two parties in this situation that involved a pencil, a razor end going into an orifice where pencils can neither be stored nor sharpened. Thank God it was a razor end. And all parties involved, one of which I was not, they lived to tell the tale. And they probably had a very painful tail end for some time, but you walk away or limp away, as it were, from spring break with a story. And that's how it should be for everyone. How is spring break different now? It's different in a couple ways. Like when you send your children off to college, by and large, most of them are going to partake in spring break. It's really funny because they say about 1.5 million college students go away on spring break. They spend $2.25 billion. So it is, spring breaking is a lucrative industry for someone. The people that my heart always sinks for and for whom I have the most sadness are hotel and motel maids, people who have to go in and clean up spring break fluids. Because if you talk to anyone who did it right, they found the cheapest motel they could possibly find. They jammed themselves 10 deep into each room. They were drunk out of their minds. They used whatever money they could cobble together for AM/PM hot dogs, which I don't think still exist. So let's say 7-Eleven hot dogs and cheap beer. And they put as few hot dogs, or as many, you know, no judgment, and as much beer as possible into their bodies. I remember one person telling me they drank an entire bottle of Malibu rum and now to this day cannot smell a coconut scent without gagging. And they did all that. And then the fluids came out of their body. They lost control of whatever mechanisms normally hold us together in civil society. And then you have maids going in cleaning all of that up. And that is one of the universals of spring break that still very much exists. I have a senior in high school, and it's like I pucker in places thinking about things she hopefully, God willing, will not be doing next year. But I will have no control over that, as I am reminded every day. At that point, she will be on her own. She will be an adult. And I just hope to God the worry-warting and the exaggerating that I have done throughout her childhood will somehow stick with her. And on some level, she is a party hypochondriac and won't go too far. That's all we can hope as parents. Stay right there. More from me, Kennedy, coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
But also as parents, we have memories of things that happened with band members in Fruit Bowls that might have been recounted in one of our MTV memoirs that are not going to be shared today for fear of recontracting hepatitis. But there were things that happened. There were fluids that were disposed of in certain Fruit Bowls on a dare, maybe from one of us. Maybe it was me. Maybe I was doing the daring. I'm not going to admit it in this forum, but maybe I have in the past. And those things happened at spring break. We cannot begrudge people spring break, but now what we do, it's very interesting because, you know, the hazy memories that we have, and a friend of mine who went to college in Santa Barbara always tells me a story about he got so drunk in spring break, he decided to take a nap under someone's Volkswagen bus. He doesn't know whose it was. He woke up in a puddle of his own vomit, and he woke up because he went to sit up and he hit his head on the muffler of the Volkswagen bus. And so he was concussed and covered in vomit and probably worries more for his children than anyone because he knows what rational people are capable of. And another interesting statistic, 42% of college spring breakers admit to drinking every day on spring break. What are the other 58% doing other than lying? Are they going to Bible study? Yeah, is that what you're doing at Denny's at 4 in the morning? Right. No, they're picking up stools and swinging them around Waffle House. But now parents are like, spring break is so much worse than it used to be. It's just awful. You know, when we were on spring break, we would get a pizza and a six-pack of Shasta Cola, and we would just sit there and count our blessings saying, no, you weren't. You were probably the biggest trollops and whores in the business. And you probably don't remember what you did on spring break because you were blackout drunk most of the time, wiping up your vomit and spittle with your string bikini. If you're going to be honest about it, but you can't because you don't remember because you were whoring and boozing, which is what everyone does. And do I think it's a great idea? No. But the difference is now, which is super messed up, spring break is now synonymous with guns and fentanyl. And I believe in your Second Amendment right to conceal carry and defend yourself, but I don't think it's a good idea to go into intersections in Miami waving guns around, shooting them willy-nilly like it's Devil's Night in Detroit. That's a bad idea. Whoever those people are, they're ruining spring break. And the fentanyl, don't put anything into your body that you're not going steady with, or that you didn't get at a liquor store, a convenience store, or a dispensary. Don't get, if you don't have a prescription for it, don't take it. Don't believe your friend when they say it's a Xanax. Don't believe them if they say they got the cocaine from a reputable person. Because next thing you know, you're going to be foaming at the mouth and nose, and you're going to have cops doing whatever they do with Narcan trying to bring your ass back to life. And then you're going to be brain damaged. And then I'm going to have to pay for your stupid decisions. Do spring break the traditional way with Rumplemints and Jägermeister and a a poorly worn thong. It's, you know, sometimes you have to go back to the old school when you're making your new choices so you can have a future. But the guns willy-nilly and the fentanyl, they're wrecking it for everybody. And all it does is allow your parents to go, see, I told you so. I told you this would happen. I told you if you didn't go to CVS and get some NyQuil, and if you went on the street and got Xanax or oxycodone, this would happen. And now you've got the IQ of an overripe melon. I hope you're happy about that. But you can say that in that voice and the person won't be listening because they will be incapacitated. So when you make bad choices, make good choices. You are so welcome for the advice. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy. For more podcasts from my friends at Fox, you can go to foxnewspodcast.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.